Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome. I'm so happy you're here. Today I'm going to be talking about a very important topic, and that is depression. How to handle your husband's, wife's, girlfriend's, boyfriend depression. For the sake of ease, for the rest of the podcast, I'm just going to be referring to husband, wife, spouse. But of course, if you're one of the thousands that listen to this in a relationship that aren't married, then of course it still applies to you. So if your husband or wife suffers from depression, I know there will be days where you as a supporting partner may feel helpless or lost. I also know how quickly feeling helpless can turn into feeling like a failure if your husband or wife lashes out at you or blames you for everything. I'm here to tell you that you are not alone in this journey. In this podcast, I will be sharing tips on how to deal with a spouse who suffers from depression and is constantly being negative, as well as many ways in which, as a supporting partner, you can reduce the impact your husband or wife's depression has on your relationship and family life. Before I get into my most successful tips when supporting a husband or wife with depression, I want to explain how difficult life can be when living with someone who has a mental health condition like depression. There is a general understanding that having depression means you are sad, quiet, withdrawn, and always feeling low. Whilst this can be the case for some, there are others who experience outbursts of frustration and anger, as well as blaming those around them. It's difficult to handle different emotions at the best of times. So when someone is not entirely in control of their emotions, it gets more complicated, especially if you find yourself at the receiving end of negative and aggressive behaviours. Symptoms of depression varies from person to person. From those that I've really supported over the years, it generally includes feeling a range of low feelings, sadness, tears, emotional stress, and a sense of worthlessness. Changes in appetite, either overeating or not eating at all, changes in sleeping patterns, lack of interest or motivation in doing things, feeling extremely tired, wanting to just sit on the sofa all day, watching TV or playing video games, experiencing anxiety or frustration and outbursts of anger, trouble thinking, concentrating or making decisions, frequent thoughts of death, including suicidal thoughts. These symptoms may also come and go and vary in intensity depending on the person. So I can totally understand how difficult it can be to be the main support for someone who is suffering from depression. I want to start by briefly explaining the ways that a partner suffering from depression can impact a relationship and family life. I actually started working with people in depression back in 2003, 17 years ago. I was a volunteer for the Samaritans, which is a emotional helpline in the UK, like an emotional distress line. And there I got to see how much depression not just affects that person, but it also affects the family. It's also really difficult to cope with having suicidal thoughts. Many people really scare themselves when they have those thoughts, and it is scary. And so it's so important to get support if you feel that that can benefit you, both for yourself and for the person suffering. So the first way it can really affect relationships is there's difficulty communicating. When it comes to mental health, it can be extremely hard for the person suffering to articulate their feelings or symptoms to someone else, especially if the other person isn't a professional or doesn't understand how to support them. Not being able to communicate can cause frustration and arguments between a couple and between a parent and a child, which in turn can push those around them further away. The person suffering from depression may also feel like a burden, which can cause them to isolate themselves, to keep themselves away from you. Lack of communication can be a huge issue in any relationship, but when you bring depression into the equation, it requires a much deeper level of sensitive communication to maintain a healthy relationship. And I just want to mention here as well that sometimes when relationships do go through struggles, or when individuals go through struggles in life, whether that's a loss of parents, an accident, financial loss, unemployment, health scares, they can all of a sudden feel numb, or even relationship problems. They can just feel numb. They cannot feel anything. They're not excited. They're not angry. They're just numb. And this is kind of like quite a negative kind of feeling, because it's just kind of numbing everything down. And this can be really difficult to deal with. It can be really hard for that person to feel, do I love my wife or husband or girlfriend, boyfriend? Do I want to be with them? Do I want to be in this job? Do I want to live in this city? I know when I went through depression, I've had it twice in my life, I really felt so confused. Where to go, what to do, who am I, what do I want? And then I had this like numbness. And it's actually a normal response. What happens is the psyche, as in our unconscious mind that's trying to love us and protect us, that makes our heart beat, our breath go in and out, it really wants to protect us. So what it does is it just kind of says, okay, this is too difficult to deal with. These emotions are too painful. These thoughts are too stressful. I'm just going to go numb. And we just numb. So I just wanted to highlight that there. So another way that it can affect the relationship is a lack of intimacy. Majority of people who suffer from depression report a lack of sex drive or desire to be intimate with their husband or wife. Understandably, this can have a huge negative impact on a relationship, as it can leave the partner feeling rejected, unattractive, and unwanted, even if they know that their partner is dealing with depression. Intimacy from some can be the make or break of a relationship, as it directly impacts both partners in different ways. It's important to note that all relationships have ups and downs, of course, but when it comes to sexual relationships, there is also the ups and downs in the bedroom. If it's consistent for a long period of time without any intimacy or the affection, now I count affection, hugging, holding hands, kissing on the cheeks, that is different to sex, isn't it? It's different to intimacy. Some people put the two together, and that is where the relationship can really come under trouble, because sometimes, yes, our sex drive can go up and down, but for the affection, if one person or both people need affection, you really want to make sure that that is still being consistently shown as much as possible, because no affection, no touch at all, can really affect a person's self-esteem. In fact, sometimes the lack of intimacy can also be performance issues. I work with a lot of men to get back their sex drive in general, or to get back their sex drive with their wife. And this is where they've kind of got into a negative mindset. They then have performance issues that gets them more into a negative mindset, feels worse about themselves, and then their drive just goes completely low. The next one is acting out. Sometimes when a person is going through a depression and does not know how to handle their emotions, they may begin to act out. They might start drinking excessively, get aggressive towards their husband or wife, start gambling their savings away, start behaving in a way that is totally out of character, like shutting their partner down, and there's so much more. But I got into a real rut in my relationship years ago now. I ended up drinking every night. I would work really long hours, exercise a lot in the morning, and then I would come home and just have a few drinks. And the few drinks was like 3 or 4 drinks, you know, before long. And I would just literally just shut myself off. I didn't realize the damage that it was having on my relationship. I was kind of just like numbing myself, using alcohol to numb myself. My partner was going through his version of numbing and depressive state, and he was watching reruns of old movies on like a rubbish TV channel again and again, and he would be up to like 3 or 4 in the morning. So we started sleeping in separate bedrooms, and it just got worse and worse and worse. He wouldn't want to come and do anything with me. I felt like the times that I was happiest was when I was outside of the house doing things with other people. And in just this void got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So it's good to address acting out in a loving, kind, supportive way. That's what I really believe. But that's from my personal experience. When I work with a couple or individual, of course, I help them to decide what is best for them. As a husband or wife, it can be really difficult witnessing your partner go through this, especially if the person suffering from depression is not willing to admit that they are suffering or seek professional help. This can make the husband or wife feel totally helpless, as it can make it harder to stay in the relationship because you can't see how to change it. You can't see that way out of it. And sometimes people can go for therapy and the therapist not be very much help. They may be asking them to repeat everything they're unhappy about. They may be telling them, here, have some medication, have some sleeping tablets, have some anxiety pills, and they may not be listening to them. Or they may prescribe medication which is making the symptoms worse. So sometimes even that can make that worse. The next way that it can really affect relationships is feeling unmotivated to do anything. One major aspect of depression is that a person may feel like just staying in bed, like just sitting on the sofa all day, like not seeing anyone or speaking to anyone. They can also suffer with low energy, no enthusiasm for life. On the weekends, they may not want to do anything. They may have no motivation in even clearing up and keeping the house clean and tidy. And this is a lot of pressure for one person to keep the family and relationship life going. This is where cracks will begin to show and where it will start to take its toll on the whole family. This can be especially difficult if a person develops depression after years of marriage, where they were previously upbeat, ambitious, and had a great plans for life and for their family's future. For a husband or wife to have to adapt to their partner's condition can be difficult, and many may struggle to adjust to the new ways of life and question, when is it going to change? How long is it going to be like this? The last thing I wanted to mention here about in terms of the relationship and how things can change and shift and become very difficult when dealing with a partner who has depression is where they blame you for their unhappiness. They may share that the relationship is making them unhappy. Your tone of voice is making them unhappy, and the way you speak is making them unhappy, or your behavior is making them unhappy, or the children are making them unhappy. And this is really difficult to know, okay, is the relationship and family life the real problem, or is it their depression? It may be hard for you to know that, maybe hard for them to know that. I definitely recommend getting support if this is your situation, because you want to make sure that it doesn't carry on with that uncertainty, that ambiguity, that confusion. It's not going to help the relationship at all. Getting into some actions, changing some things is the only way to know whether it's just that they're not in a good place right now, or if the relationship needs some fundamental keys to making it better. I highly recommend as well leaving emotional decisions when one of you or both of you is in a heightened emotional state. It's far better to do what you can to support one another, get through this, and then once things seem a bit more normal, to assess the relationship. So now that I've covered the possible impacts of depression on a relationship, I would like to talk about how a husband or wife can best support their spouse who is suffering from depression. The first thing is to really take time to learn. Depression is something that is hard to understand if you have not experienced it yourself personally. as it is, like many other health conditions, difficult to see on the outside. Research is key. It is vital that a supporting spouse educates themselves on depression and how it affects people. There are also many case studies online from partners who are supporting their husband and wife go through depression, which can help to learn what methods of treatment there is available, as well as giving it better insight into life with someone who is suffering from depression. This will also help to understand the outbursts of anger and negativity that a person can go through when supporting a spouse. Understanding is the first key to changing anything in our lives. So this is a great place to start. The next is keeping your children informed if they need to be informed, if you feel that it's showing on the outside. Family life can be heavily affected by a parent suffering from depression, especially if they are witnessing outbursts or arguments or on the receiving end of negative comments or behaviours. It's also important to keep your children informed about depression as best you can. As a parent, you will know how much information your children are able to process, and it's so much better for you to be the person to explain the situation to them rather than them leaving them to try and make their own sense of what is happening. They may take, for example, the mum or the dad not wanting to play with them, not wanting to take them out, not wanting to smile. They may take that as a sign that they're wrong, that they're the problem. Children often think everything is about them, and sometimes they may feel that they are causing it. So you really want to make sure that you reassure them that it's an adult thing and that you're doing the best you can and it's nothing to do with them and your love for them will never change. Hold them, hug them, and keep things fun and interesting for your children. You may also have to spend extra time with the children, making perhaps cards for them to cheer their mum or dad up, cook favourite meals together, whatever activities you can do to boost their self-esteem, make them feel part of the family and loved. Also remember to bring in reinforcements when needed. If you have family or good friends around you who can take the kids out for a few hours to give you and your partner a break, then take them up on it. Or arrange play dates where your children have other positive energy into their life. The next thing I want to share is that you don't need to have all the answers. Sometimes all you need to do is to let your husband or wife know that you are there for them. No one expects you to be perfect and to know exactly the right thing to do, the right thing to say. It can just be sitting and listening to them talk through their feelings, holding them, hugging them while they are feeling low, smiling at them, doing things to make them laugh. Ask them really what support looks like for them. What do they need? Maybe they have a preference of what you should do. Maybe they do want to be left alone. Maybe they don't want to be left alone. And this is, of course, you would need to find out through talking to them, because everyone's experience of depression is unique. It's also really important to keep the communication going. If you are unsure of something, choose an appropriate time to discuss with your husband or wife so that you feel better equipped to support them. Find a time, ideally every single day, where you can talk, whether it's 15 minutes or an hour. Having time to connect is going to support you to share and move on from this experience as a team. Be supportive, but not the only form of support. Often when it is a loved one that is going through a difficult time or suffering from a mental health condition, we immediately take it upon ourselves to try and support them as their partner. We also don't want to seem weak by asking others for help, but it is so important for you to remember that mental health affects everyone, not just the person who is suffering. So whilst you are wanting to be supportive, you should encourage your husband or wife to seek professional support too, from online counselling, to support groups with others who suffer from depression also. There are so many options out there to support you and your family that can ease the pressure that is placed on you. Additionally, when it comes to mental health, we have to remember that a person is trained and experienced in dealing with and identifying different treatment options, and that you or your spouse may not even be aware of or could potentially ease some of the symptoms that they are experiencing. I highly recommend doing your research and finding someone who offers good support. If budget is a constraint, then joining one of the support groups. It doesn't even have to be a support group on depression. It can be something that makes them smile, something where they join, be part of a community and their spirits and moods is uplifted. Something where they don't feel all alone. If you are going to do therapy, then finding someone that you click with, that you feel, yeah, this person is a positive energy. This is a positive experience. Take care of yourself too. It's easy to forget that you may also need support as much as your partner does. The kind of support that you get is completely up to you. It may be speaking to family or friends. It may be more practical support with cleaning and cooking at home. However, it's beneficial to remember that there is a lot of support out there if you desire it. Support can include also online counselling, support forums where other partners can discuss and share how they have helped their loved one through depression. Remember, seeking support doesn't mean that you are weak or unable to support your husband or wife through this difficult time. It just means you will get the best support you need in order to be the most supportive spouse that you can be. When people take on everything, they also can fall into depression, and that would be terrible for you and for any children and everyone in the whole home. So if you really feel that you are struggling and it's getting you down and you're also starting to have depression, then look at what else you can do to support yourself. And if you're tired of talking or you're not the kind of person that likes to talk and share, then another great way to boost your own mood is the essential four things. Good nutrition, it really doesn't make a difference to our mood. Good sleep, making sure you're doing everything you can to get into a good sleep routine. Time off, time where you're just giving yourself time to do nothing, to not think, to not have to look after someone else, to enjoy yourself, to smile, to watch something that makes you feel good, do something that makes you feel good. And then exercise. Exercise has exactly the same effect that antidepressant drugs do on the serotonin levels and what happens in the chemistry of our body. So exercising is a great way to really take care of yourself. I have to exercise every morning. If I don't exercise every morning, I am not the best version of myself. I feel off. Sometimes I feel down, even though I don't even have anything to feel down about. So now I have to do exercise every day. And I'm so grateful that I'm now into a really good routine to do it. I don't push myself every day. Some days it will just be a walk. Some days it will be a swim. Some days it will be a bit of weights. I always have to do something. There are so many challenges that a couple can face when one of the partners is suffering from depression. However, you can begin to work through these obstacles once you are both aware that there are things you can do to help yourselves. It's especially important to discuss anything you're missing in the relationship, to identify all the times and things that can help you feel good and get on better. Sometimes when I've worked with couples, we have to rearrange their routines. We reorganize the tasks and duties in the house. We create something to look forward to every single day and every single week, and bigger things every quarter. Having something to look forward to is a really important step, I think, for a happy life. Always having something to enjoy. I regularly help individuals and couples when one person is suffering from some form of depression. Sometimes someone will not even admit that it's depression. And that's okay too. Depression can be numbness, sadness, loneliness, frustration, just that whole sense of being fed up. The solutions I create with people supporting them is actions to build a way out. When I had depression back in my 20s, I learned one valuable lesson, which I'm so grateful for, that the difference between a person with problems and a person with depression is that the person with depression can often not see a way out. So they're depressed because they have all these problems and there's no way out. and the person with problems is down, is fed up, but they can see a way out. So whatever you're going through right now, it's really key to take steps to build a way out, to discover a way out, to find that way out. So thank you so much for listening today. I just have two things I just wanted to share with you. One is I have my two Facebook groups which offer free support. It's a community of people looking to better their lives and stay positive. I have one for relationships, which we talk about affair recovery, blended families, communication tips, how to move on, and various other questions. So you can join that for free. It's a Facebook group. Just type into Facebook, Nicola Beer Relationship Advice, and it will come up. And I do a live Q&A there every single week where I answer questions from the group. And then I have my Vinana group, which is V-I-N-A-N-A. This is a dance group. I created my own kind of dance release of stress. And it's a really great party where I put a video up every single week of dancing, and it's to 80s music or 90s music or house music or trance music or more lyrical spiritual music. And it's just a great hour dance class. And at the end, I invite you to choose one of my 23 meditations to just listen and zone out, bliss out. So that's again available for you. And I also post videos and positive affirmations and things like that to help people with anxiety, with stress, with depression, or anyone that just loves to dance, loves meditations, and just wants to enhance their life. So both are for free. So it's Relationship Advice with Nicola Beer for the relationship one, and Vinana Dance Party for the other one. Thanks for listening. Wishing you a wonderful day ahead. Take care.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.